Hare Krishna. Yesterday I read from my initiation letter. Srila Prabhupada began, "My dear Giriraj," I didn't know what my name was until then, "please accept my blessings. Your name is Giriraj. Giriraj is a name for Govardhan Hill where Krishna used to tend his cows." And then he goes on to explain how devotees take a stone from Govardhan Hill and worship it as representation of Krishna. Before I met the devotees, I was very proud of my family name. Our whole family was Titan. Our family name was Titan. And as far as we knew, the 12 of us were the only Titans in the world. And there's a mountain range called the Grand Tetons and a national park. And that identification was so strong that I would often find evidence, you know, that the Teton Mountains were the best place. There was a television program called The Millionaire I used to watch every week. And in it, a wealthy man gives $1 million to someone. And then the show would follow what happened to the person who got $1 million. And it wasn't always very happy. There was often many reversals in the person's life after receiving $1 million. So in one show, the hero was chose to stay in the Teton Mountains. So this is another confirmation. And then later I found that Alfred Ford, who also could have afforded to live anywhere, he was living in the Teton Mountains. He had gotten a book, and he was writing to the mail order department of the BBT, and they were sending him books to the Teton Mountains. So this identification was very strong. So I got the letter, you know, Giriraj is a name of Govardhan Hill. And I thought, I already had the idea, but again I thought, Srila Prabhupada knows everything. He knows that I was attached to my mountain name, so he gave me another mountain name. And I was so happy. So I tell this story to make a point, which is that our process is not like that of the impersonalists who try to negate, you know, neti neti, not this, not that. But we replace something inferior with something superior. Like, okay, Teton Mountains are all right, but we have something better. We have Govardhan Hill. So now we don't care about the Teton Mountains. And that is very encouraging, because the process of negation is very difficult and almost futile. I mean, practically it's futile. So I was Giriraj Das Brahmachari and serving Srila Prabhupada in India, traveling and preaching. And we visited one town. I don't remember exactly which one, but I think Madhya Pradesh or, well, actually, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh. And somehow we visited the home with Srila Prabhupada. We visited the home of someone who I'd met a few times, and somehow he was like very, I don't know, he was enthusiastic about me, you know, an American come to India, engaged in Krishna's service, chanting Hare Krishna. And a few times he mentioned Giriraj. He mentioned to Prabhupada Giriraj. And then Prabhupada said, not Giriraj, Giriraj Das. Now, my initial reaction, I'm ashamed to admit, was I was a little rankled. I mean, why is Prabhupada saying that about me? I mean, everyone knows the Das is there, but we don't all say, like, Shamsundar Das. We don't always say the Das. You know, why me? You know, why is he saying, why Giriraj Das? So, in retrospect, I'm thinking, well, that is our problem. You know, we don't like the Das suffix. But that is our actual identity. And okay, Giriraj Das, Giriraj is Krishna, so Krishna Das. But as we've been discussing, Govardhan is the servant not only of Krishna, but of Goganayo, the cowherd boys and cows and calves and all of Krishna's associates. So this is our real identity, Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Dasa. But that false ego is very deeply entrenched in us. And for me, one of the most purifying effects of the retreat was somehow having more clear perception of that false ego, which is a very elaborate construction that we have made to try to maintain the false position of being the enjoyer and the controller and the proprietor. And sometimes when I would confront that, I would think, you know, this is never going to go away. I mean, this is stronger than anything. I mean, hearing the Krishna Katha just seems to make it rise up even stronger than it was before. So there were definitely some very humbling experiences. But I am happy to say, at least it seems so at this stage, that the strength of the false ego was somewhat illusory, because it's being worn down, sort of like Krishna dancing on the heads of Kali. It's being worn down by Krishna, by the association of Krishna in the form of the holy name, in the form of Krishna Katha, in the form of the wonderful dramas and dramatic recitations, and in the form of Govardhan Hill. And that is our process, the positive process of replacing, not negating, but replacing. And I had that experience vividly in the last retreat during the all-day kirtan at Krishna Kund, that our heart is like a vessel, and it may have a lot of poison in it. But Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, any way in which we associate with Krishna is like nectar. And if we keep exposing ourselves to that flow of nectar, that flow of nectar will enter our hearts and flush out all the poison and dirt. But we have to keep ourselves exposed, open. We have to go to a place where that nectar exists, Krishna, in one form or another, and keep our hearts as open as possible to receiving Krishna in our hearts. And that will, it will dissolve, it will flush out all the other stuff. So when we go back to our places, that's what we have to do. I deliberately did not use the word home because I think that's another realization from this visit, is that place that I came from on the airplane isn't my home. This is my home. It used to be I would go to my so-called home and think, well, let's see if I can fit this into my schedule next year. How much of this can I fit into my schedule? And now I'm thinking, this is my home. I don't even know if that other place is going to fit in. Well, I guess it will. I guess it will. I do have service there, but this is my real home, and so I hope to spend more and more time here, especially at these retreats with all of you. I'm very indebted to Burijan Prabhu for having begun the retreats, and to Sajinandan Swami for having collaborated with him, and to both of them for encouraging me to be with them, and to all of you, because this, it's said about Krishna, he's like a beautiful jewel, but the gopis are like the setting for the jewel. And by and Krishna with the gopis, it's like the jewel is glorified by the setting, and the setting is glorified by the jewel. So, but of course, in an ultimate sense, there's really no difference between the speakers and the audience. We're all just servants, trying to serve in different capacities, and that association of servants is beautiful, and I pray to be part of it always. Hare Krishna.